Now, instead of a third feature, we have a few more of the letters to the evening news this week. First, Tim Pigney of Helston hopes that the success of the England women's football team will kick off a new football era. Tim writes as follows: "What a fabulous Women's World Cup tournament it's been. Such a refreshing change to see 22 players play pure football rather than indulge in persistently confronting the referee or writhe around on the ground after the slightest contact. The women, particularly our Lionesses, have shown us how the game should be played. So how about better coverage of women's matches such as the WSL? Here's a thought. What about half of Match of the Day covering women's matches? Will it ever happen? Thank you, Women's World Cup, for such captivating and thrilling football. Tim Pigney, Woodland Road, Helston."
The future of the Royal Arcade and the prices of the Castle Museum are the subjects, respectively, of June Rose of Norwich and Sam Morton of Norwich. First letter is from June Rose. "Much of the beauty and attraction of our city is in its heritage of lovely old buildings and small shopping areas. It would be a great shame if the Royal Arcade, which has graced our city for Norwich for so long, were to be demolished. Alongside Norwich Market, the Royal Arcade attracts many shoppers and visitors to the city. It seems those in authority are dragging their feet in finding an acceptable solution for leases and rents. The likelihood of Langley's toy shop in the arcade considering vacating and setting up business elsewhere suggests answers must be found quickly to resolving problems. Perhaps Norwich City Council could be more determined and persuasive in their talks with Legal and General Insurance. From June Rose, Tollhouse Road, Norwich." And Sam Morton writes, "I'm a great admirer of our museums in Norfolk and encourage our visitors to dip into the history of Norwich and of Norfolk. The castle has started work of change and renovation, and let's hope the results will be as good as is hoped for. However, my letter is not about this aspect, but about prices. It costs £9.50 for an adult entry and £33.40 for a family prior to work starting, and the price remains the same. But with half the castle closed and some of the most interesting parts shuttered, is it not fair for the price to be reduced? I know that a loss of revenue will cause problems, but is it fair?" From Sam Morton, Grove Walk, Norwich.
B. Furness of Hoveton complains there is too much litter. The letter reads as follows: "By nature, I am a very optimistic person, glass half full. However, the more I see of some human behaviour, particularly with regard to disposal of waste and use of non-recyclable plastics, the less optimistic I become. As I came into Norwich recently on the bus, I saw so much litter, cans, plastics and paper on the roadsides, that it seemed to me that no longer is anyone concerned about throwing rubbish from vehicles. Then in Norwich, once a fine city, pavements were covered in discarded chewing gum and cigarette ends. On Surrey Street, outside a large office block, were literally piles of dozens of discarded cigarette ends. Does no one in our society have any pride in their country, nor any thought for our fragile environment? I wonder. B. Furness, Hoveton."
Finally, C. Jones of Norwich takes a not-so-subtle swipe at the noise of all that gardening equipment. "Now that the fine weather is here and all the birds are singing, how delightful it is to be woken by the cry of the lesser-spotted chainsaw, serenaded by the orange-breasted hovermower, and enjoy drinks on the lawn to the delicate refrain of the red-backed hedge-trimmer. Do you know, the other day I could have sworn I even heard the distant song of that rare summer visitor, the long-throated leaf blower." From C. Jones, Ransom Road, Norwich.